Go ahead and use that Civic Media app and look through any of our stations that are carrying it. Beth and I will be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Boeing in hot water with the government again. CBS's Cammy McCormick has
NTSB that. Says Boeing blatantly violated its rules by providing non-public information about its 737 MAX door plug investigation and also speculating about the cause of a door plug blowout on a passenger jet in January.
Boeing could now face criminal prosecution. With the nation's highest court close to wrapping up its term,
the Supreme Court is scheduled to decide about homelessness. We also expect some decisions regarding the breadth of agency power and what the EPA and other agencies can do.
Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson. New jobless figures just out. The Labor Department says fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, but the total number collecting them hit a two-year high. Jobless claims fell by 6,000 to 233,000, but the total number of unemployed hit 1.84 million. CBS News Brief. I'm Vicki Barker.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear Planned Parenthood's lawsuit that asks the court to declare that access to abortion is a right protected by the Wisconsin Constitution. WisPolitics reports anti-abortion groups will not be allowed to intervene, but they will be allowed to file a brief opposing the lawsuit. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. Lynn Carey is a retired nurse in Germantown who's had a double lung transplant, but she says she's listening to hear what the candidates say about reproductive care.
We have all heard the stories of what happens when there is not access to appropriate care. The results we're seeing, the impact of the Dobbs decision must be addressed.
Civic Media's debate coverage starts tomorrow night at 7:30 on many of these stations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters kick off a four-game series against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders today. The first game is at Witterfield tonight with first pitch at 6:35. It's also Bark in the Park tonight. The Southwood County Humane Society will have two donation stations, one near the Witter Park main gate and one inside the park. Bring a donation and help out our Humane Society. Friday and Saturday's games will take place in Fond du Lac with first pitch at 6:35 both days. The series against the Dock Spiders wraps up on Sunday at Witter Field, beginning at 1:05. Currently, the Rafters are 13-16 for the season. There's a volunteer meeting tonight for people helping with Midwest Fest in Nakusa. You can meet at Riverside Park at 5:30 tonight to go over what you'll be helping with during the summer civic picnic. If you didn't sign up yet, you can still stop down at Riverside Park and see how you can help. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James. I'm joined by Beth Habacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got some entertainment news coming up for you a little bit. We'll talk about Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, talk about our lineup change in the afternoons. We've also got a fun one for you, the best tourist attractions in the world of 2024.
Okay.
But one of the best attractions we have here in town is our friends over at the Southwood County Humane Society. They join us every Thursday with our Pet of the Week. We want to send a big shout out to Jammers Bar and Grill sponsoring the Pet of the Week this week. We appreciate them. Encourage you to check out their Facebook page. Just type in your search bar, Jammers Bar and Grill. Get up to date on all the cool things that they got going on over there. And join our friends at Jammers when they open their doors at 2810 Eagle Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Hang out over there. Great place. Great place to hang out.
Yeah.
Joining us right now on the phone on location
wow.
is our good good friend Tim from the Southwick County Maine Society. Tim, where are you at?
Okay, we're out here at Lake Arrowhead and the Pines Golf Course, where they are running an event for us and the Adams County Humane Society. It's a great golf outing out here. Nice day. I was just told we have 120 golfers and over 30 sponsors.
That's wonderful.
That's awesome. That is so good to hear. We're going to be raising a lot of awareness and a lot of funds for the humane societies in our area. That is really cool. A real big shout out to everybody that put this together. Mm-hmm. Certainly our friends over at Lake Arrowhead, everybody that is hosting this and having a good time with this. Tim, you having a good time out there?
Oh, yeah. So I just want to introduce Lucky. She is the event director out here, and she put this together. So it's a great, great event. There's a lot of people milling around. I also have with us Shelly, who is a board member also. And we'll start off, we have our Pet of the Week with us. Shelly brought Alaska out. So I know you're going to look her up.
Yes. Oh, Alaska. Look at Alaska, Beth. That is a beautiful girl. That is a beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful
dog.
White coat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And Alaska's a special needs dog. She is deaf and almost blind.
Aww.
But she can get around. She is just happy meeting people out here, greeting people, and just having a ball. Right, Alaska? Yeah.
Yeah. She just wants to be loved. Oh, you just want to hug her.
So, make an announcement. We also want to thank all the sponsors, especially Ho-Chunk Casino, because they're the main sponsor out here. And we got a lot, like I said, a lot of golfers showing up already. It's going to be a 10 o'clock start, tee time. And I also want to introduce Al. Al is he's on the board out at the Adams County Humane Society. So don't forget about them.
Yeah, I appreciate you shouting them out, Tim, and really do appreciate you being able to make the time to join us. I want you to have a good time out there. I want Alaska to have a good time out there and your board members. So we don't want to keep you too long, but we'll go ahead and get some information out there about Alaska and about how people can help the Humane Society. Thank you so much to our friends over at Lake Arrowhead and everybody that's pulling off this event.
Okay. So, we got a whole bunch of stuff to go yet. We got time,
do you?
Right?
Okay, yeah, we got time. I just didn't want to keep you. Whatever you got, go ahead and get to it, Tim.
Yeah, no, we wanted to run through something, because actually today's a big day for us.
Yeah, I got a lot going on.
We have four things. Yes, we're doing the radio show right now is one. Then we have the Arrowhead golf outing here. Right after that, Shelly and I are leaving, and we're going down to lunch by the river because the chamber invited us there. So if you have any need to have lunch by the river, come down and see us. We'll be down there from 11 to 1.
Will you have Alaska with you there, too?
Mm.
I don't think we'll have Shelly. Are we having Alaska at lunch by the river? We might.
We can't
guarantee it yet.
Yeah, yeah. Got to play it by ear.
You might have to go back. Yes. And then later in the evening, we're going out to the Raptors game because we have Bark in the Park at the Raptors game tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun night at Winterfield.
Yes. And people, if you have any donations, we have a booth set up outside to collect donations. Or if you have the ticket, come in and watch the game. Go through, I guess you get your $20 ticket, hot dog, prizes, food, whatever. So it's going to be a nice long day for us, but very nice.
Yeah, you guys are incredibly booked today. You got a lot going on. Your dogs are going to be barking tonight. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry. I had to do that. But in all seriousness, you guys putting in this work, and I know it's going to be a busy, long day, and at the end of the day, it is you're going to be feeling it. But you're going to be also feeling really good, Tim, you and that team, because you guys are going to be bringing attention and awareness to these animals that might not happen otherwise. You just don't know who can take these things in. Appreciate the work that you guys are putting in today, Tim.
Right. It's our board, our staff, everybody all together. But as we have talked many times, James and Beth, it's the community.
Yes.
The community supports us, and without them, we get nowhere. And when we have these events, they come out and support us, which is just awesome. To get 120 golfers here, this is a Arrowhead's second year doing this. And last year, I think they had 100, maybe. So they really upped their game by 20% at least.
Yeah.
And I know last year they raised $12,000. So
just incredible. That's an incredible amount. Yeah, it really is. We are going to be, before we wrap up the show today and our good stories of the day, we'll be telling people where you guys will be and how you can see the, you know, our friends at the Humane Society and be able to help along with them today and make the day fun and make sure that we bring some awareness and get some funds together for you and the team over there, Tim. Thanks for the time.
Okay. All right. One last quick one. We have our new director of operations, as I may have told you last week. But Sarah Hansen starts next Tuesday.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Yes, so I'll be training her along with some of the other board members and doing all of the work. And she is so excited to be here. So we may have her on the show, not next week, because I take it we're not doing 4th of July, correct?
Yeah, we won't be here Thursday, yes.
Okay, so the following week, I'm going to bring her out to the studio, and we'll be doing that out there, introducing everybody to Sarah.
Looking forward to that. Great. We're looking forward to meeting Sarah, and certainly have appreciated and enjoyed working with you, Tim. We're looking forward to meeting Sarah. That'll be fun. Enjoy yourself out there, okay?
Yes, and thank you guys again and WFHR for doing this for us. We really appreciate the support.
Always, Tim. I appreciate you. Have a great time out there. Use some sunblock and enjoy yourself.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
You too.
Thank you, Tim. We are joined every Thursday by our friends from the Southwick County Humane Society with our Peddler Week. A big thank you to them making the time to join us. As I was telling our audience earlier, Tim and I worked this out late last night for him to join us this way. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to have him join us, and you just hear me rambling about these things. It means more coming from him.
Absolutely.
I do want to note Alaska, as Tim mentioned, she is she's a mixed breed. She's about three. She is on the larger side. Beth noted her beautiful white coat. Tim had mentioned that she is deaf and blind.
Yes.
Somewhat blind.
Yes.
I've dealt with a lot of dogs like that at shelters because, unfortunately, a lot of people have a good heart and they want to take these dogs in but don't realize that, you know, they can be a bit to take care of.
Right.
But I will tell you, I would say at least 10 to 12 different dogs I've dealt with that have dealt with what Alaska is. And every single one of them are some of the sweetest things I've ever met in my life. Not just dogs. Sweetest things I've ever met in my life. These animals are not that different than we are in some ways. And some, they don't know any better. They're not sitting there feeling sorry for themselves.
No, they're not.
They're not sitting there worrying about this or that or what people think or anything like that. They're just living. They're living life.
Because they don't know any other way.
Yeah. And man, do they live. Mm-hmm. These are fun, good energy animals that could add to any household.
Yes.
We do encourage you to, you know, think about these things before you bring them in, because with any animal, you're, of course, going to change up stuff. Mm-hmm. With a dog like this, it might take a little more attention. Mm-hmm. But that attention is, you know, brought back to you in love 20-fold.
Yes.
They're just such sweet, beautiful animals. And every one of these animals at the Humane Society deserve a good home. That's what we're trying to do, is find them one. So find out about Alaska and many more great animals at Southwick County's website. You can go to swchs.com, swchs.com. Keep in mind that they are open, they're closed on Sunday and Monday, open Tuesday 11 to 6, closed Wednesday, open 11 to 6 on Thursday, and 11 to 6 on Friday, and Saturday, open 10 to 4. You can find out more by, again, going to their website or go to their Facebook page. Follow them there. And you can reach out to them anytime at SWCHS at SWCHS.com or give them a call at 715-423-0505, 423-0505. Big thank you to our friends at the Humane Society and, of course, our friends over at Jammer's Bar and Grill for sponsoring the Pet of the Week. Go ahead and have yourself a good time when they open their doors. They got great drinks over there, wonderful bartenders, and a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed the atmosphere over at Jammer's. You're going to have a good time over there. Done a lot of remotes and a lot of events over there over the years. Might have to do another one coming up here. That'd be kind of fun. 2810 Eagle Road, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Enjoy our friends over at Jammer's Bar and Grill. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things they are doing. We will take a time out. We'll come back with some entertainment news for you on the morning show at WFHR.
Summer is here. Are you ready for summer sun, live music, and good food? Then head over to Jammer's Bar & Grill on Highway 54, Wisconsin Rapids, this summer. Jammer's Bar & Grill is also a great place to host a party. Not crazy about the heat? Then come inside and enjoy a cold beer in their AC. Jammer's Bar & Grill is the best summer spot to enjoy a cold drink, great food, and a good time. Jammer's Bar & Grill, a proud sponsor of Pet of the Week with the Southwood County Humane Society.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win!
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
This is how we do it.
I love the dance party that gets created from this song. It doesn't matter who I have in that chair. I play this and we start boogieing. I love it.
This takes me back to my childhood.
It does. There's something about that beat, too, that just pulls you with.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate you joining us, everybody. Beth and I are going to get into a bit of entertainment news now. And as far as a global kind of story, nothing too much going on out there entertainment-wise. But in case you haven't heard, Jeremy Allen White from The Bear is going to be portraying Bruce Springsteen in a biopic called Deliver Me From Nowhere. It's about the making of Bruce's 82 album, Nebraska. Jeremy says he hopes to do his own singing. We're going to try our best, he's saying. They haven't gotten into the filming process yet, so they're still in the stages of him building the character, if you will, you know, as much as you can. He hasn't met the boss yet, but, quote, I'm trying to have a bit of my own process with it before meeting the man. I want to try to have an understanding, so when I meet him, I'll have a bit of a confidence somewhere in me to stand there. I appreciate the honesty from him. He's an incredible actor. He was great on Shameless. That's kind of where he got his big break.
Okay.
The Bear is one of the bigger shows on streaming. If not, you can make the argument the biggest show on streaming.
Right.
This show, people love this show. And when it comes, I think it just came back for its third season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very popular. He's the star of it. And this has really put him on a different level.
Right.
He was just recently in the wrestling movie about the Von Ertz. I believe, and he got into great shape for that, and got a lot of critical acclaim for his performance in that one, which really springboarded him into the auditions for Bruce Springsteen and getting this role.
Right.
There was a lot of big names up for this part, and he outdid a lot of people to get this role. I'm curious to see, because his look has a bit of a look like Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that he looks exactly like Bruce Springsteen, of course. I don't think he's as tall as him, some of those things. I also don't... like, name me an actor who would play Bruce Springsteen better, because I don't know anybody that necessarily looks like him. It's interesting. Bruce Springsteen, handsome guy, but not necessarily, you know, that unaverage looking, kind of an average looking guy.
Right.
It's weird to think, but I can't think of any Hollywood actor that looks like him necessarily.
No. He's got his own unique look.
Yeah, yeah. Another part of this is the uniqueness of the, anybody could do I would think a Bruce Springsteen biopic. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised it hasn't been done already. But to focus on one album and one time in his life is a unique way of doing it.
Uh-huh.
And then for it not to be born in the USA, like, that's weird to me. Like, that's one of the biggest albums of all time. And you're not focusing on that. You're focusing on Nebraska, an earlier album. I think that I'm pretty sure that came out before Born in the USA. So it's just kind of an interesting idea. Yeah. More about the Boss. Okay, I'm all right with that. I mean, I think Bruce Springsteen's one of our more celebrated songwriters and performers. And to have something about him, it almost feels like, well, where have you been? Probably should have done this already.
Well, and I wonder if the unique look that Bruce Springsteen has opened up the opportunity to have
a range of actors that you could have
playing the role. A wide range of people that could audition and possibly do the role. Mm. And because of the big name that Springsteen is, you may not need to have such a big name playing Springsteen. People are just going to be curious as to, how are they going to do this? What are they going to tell us?
That is so unique and insightful, Beth. I don't think a lot of people see that. Oftentimes, you have an actor playing a character that is not a household name. Mm-hmm. And producers are not going to... Well, they're really learning this with biopics. They learned this from Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx at the time was not a household name.
Right.
He plays Ray, becomes a household name.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what they counted on was the music and Ray Charles' legacy to really sell that movie.
Exactly.
Similar to Walk the Line with Joaquin Phoenix
Reese Witherspoon.
Bohemian
Rhapsody.
Yeah, Rami Malek is not a household name even to this day, but he was perfect for the role.
He did phenomenal.
And hey, Freddie Mercury can carry the movie.
Exactly.
You know? That's a really interesting point about that. I don't think a lot of us see. And it's a big selling point for a movie. I don't know who this Jeremy Allen is, but I know who Bruce Springsteen is.
Exactly.
So that's going to pull you in. We hope to be get you pulled into Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Yes.
They have so many great things going on over there. I want to send. I'm going to be meeting with Gretchen here after we're done with Midday Magazine and everything today. We've got a meeting lined up, and not only does that mean I get to spend some time at the theater, which it's my second home. I love being able to be there. But Gretchen, and I want to make sure to let her know right away how much this community has really been enjoying some of the added things that they've done over there. One of the things I know that has been popular and they're enjoying is their karaoke night.
Yep.
That is coming up at the Lewis Canton Studio Theater June 28th. That'll be from 6 to 8. From 6 to 8 will be kid-friendly karaoke.
Yes.
And then from 8 to 10 will be adult content karaoke.
Yes.
That's going to get more ballads. You're going to get more of your rock ballads.
Well,
we get
a whole wide variety. Last time it was a specifically musical theater songs. Opening it up this time.
Nice.
Come join me. I'm actually going to be hosting that one. I'm emceeing that one for the theater.
Perfect.
So come on out and join us.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That is a perfect, perfect MC for this. Not only can Beth sing, she can sing. But you were so much fun up there, and you're so encouraging for people. That's a good host. That's a good host. That's a good get right there. I love the idea of the kid-friendly part of this, too.
And my goodness, you'll get all the kids that have been in the performing arts stuff at Performing Arts School, those that have participated in the middle school and high school musicals. You'll get to see a preview of some of our kids from Newsies.
Mm-hmm.
So come on out and see them.
I will say, I've never been much of a karaoke person. You want to get me to karaoke? Little kid karaoke.
Yep.
That's going to do it every time. That's an awesome idea. Enjoy Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater presenting Karaoke Night June 28th at the Lewis Canton Studio Theater. From 6 to 8, kid-friendly, 8 to 10, adult content. Join Beth and the team over there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And as Beth mentioned, their upcoming youth production of Newsies Juniors kicks off July 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Yes.
One of the things that Gretchen and I are getting together for is to talk about bringing the kids on to Director's Cut and getting them in some episodes there, and really highlighting not just this show, but so many of the great kids shows that they have coming up this year.
Yes.
It's a lot of great stuff this summer.
They're going to be at Lunch by the River on July 18th, doing a a version of A Midsummer Night's Dream called Midsummerish.
Yeah.
I happen to be related to two of the actors that are going to be in there. So come on out and support the kids there, too.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun. They've got It's a Madhouse that's coming up. Auditions for that are July 15th. We'll keep you up to date on that and let you know more and more as we get closer to it. But there is not many things that I would encourage you more to have your kids do than being a part of any production that WRCT is doing. The confidence that it builds in these kids, the experience that it gets, not only working with other kids and building chemistry and working with strangers, listening to adults, following direction, all of these things. But it's fun. Yeah. It's fun for them. They enjoy it. You're going to enjoy it. There's never been a bad kids production in human history. No. Every single one of them are amazing, including these. Find out more at WRCtheater.org, WRCtheater.org. And be sure to follow them on social media as well, everybody. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything they're doing. I did want to talk a little rafters and looking for the rafters to get back in the win column any day now, guys. It's been a rough first half of the season for our rafters. But this is all the more reason why we want to show them that win or lose, we love our rafters. Yes. We support our team. You could support them in town today. As Tim was mentioning, they'll be at the ballpark tonight, too, because it is Current Technologies Bark in the Park night. Bring your four-legged companion to Winter Field for one night only. There will be a dog parade early in the game, so be ready to show off your furry friend. That is going to be fantastic. That's going to be awesome. A great way to support our Humane Society and our rafters at the same time. And our friends at Midstate, because it's also free Midstate Free Tuition Thursday. At the top of the third inning, one lucky Midstate student has a chance to win free tuition. And we've had a chance to interview and meet some of these kids that have gotten those things. And oftentimes I'm meeting them like a year later or months later after they've already done this. And they're still smiling. They're still excited about it. I can't imagine what that means to them. That's such a cool thing to offer. Shout out to our friends at Midstate and the Rafters. Find out more and get your tickets at NorthwoodsLeague.com. NorthwoodsLeague.com. Follow the Rafters all season long, including tonight. Let's show them what home field advantage is.
Yes.
Fond du Lac, we got to play Fond du Lac the next four nights. Let's go ahead and give them an idea of what they're going to be playing up against. And not only home field advantage and having some fun with our furry friends down there and seeing a Midstate kid get some free tuition, but also enjoying our rafters with a nice victory. Let's see them pull off a win. And if you'd like to see that win in person for free, call up right now, 715-424-2600, 424-2600. I got four rafter tickets right here for you.
Yes.
Want to get them in your hand? Go ahead and call up and join the conversation. And if you need more tickets, maybe I can get you a couple more. Right now, I got four. Go ahead and give us a call. On just the first caller. I'll just take the first caller, win these rafter tickets, and support your rafters all season long. Find out more at NorthwoodsLeague.com. Take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 17 people have died in ATV and UTV crashes in Wisconsin so far this year. The Department of Natural Resources says most of the victims were not wearing seatbelts or helmets. Many of them had been drinking, too. A lot of people are expected to take to the roads and trails on the long 4th of July weekend. All the storms Wisconsin's been getting means flooded basements and damaged roofs and siding. Bao Vang is with the Better Business Bureau. She says they're there to help you find reputable contractors.
We can help you look online, find reputable companies, those that have been doing great business with other customers.
Bang recommends making sure you know what your insurance covers first. She says you're best off hiring local accredited contractors. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Ameta Center will have an open house next month. Midstate Technical College is celebrating the grand opening of its Wayne H. Bushman Advanced Manufacturing, Engineering Technology, and Apprenticeship, or Ameta Center. This is for prospective students, community members, and education and business partners. Open houses will be held Wednesday, July 24th from 1 to 7 and Thursday, July 25th from 9 to 1. The Ameta Center is located at 5000 Coy Drive in Stevens Point. You can play mini golf and help out our veterans next week. White Sands Mini Golf has nonprofit Mondays all summer. On July 1st, $1 from every purchased game of golf will go to VFW Post 2534. The mini golf is right across from White Sands Beach on Lake Wazeecha, offering 18-hole mini golf, an arcade, ice cream, snacks, and more. If the weather isn't cooperating on Monday, they'll have a makeup date of July 4th to help out our veterans. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Bucks add a player in the first round. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA Draft. The Bucks picked A.J. Johnson, a 19-year-old guard from California who was offered to play at Texas but chose the pro league in Australia.
No, I loved my time in Australia, just playing with professionals at an early age and just picking their brains, you know, seeing what they do to be great professionals and stuff like that. I just felt like that was just really good for my development on and off the court, and I had great guys that I was with, so it made it so much, like, a lot more fun.
Bucks GM John Horst.
He's growing up playing against pros, which I think is great for him.
Round two of the draft is tonight. Baseball, the Brewers have the day off after sweeping the Rangers with a 6-5 win in extra innings. Andrew Monasterio to left field to drive in the winning run in the 10th.
The team pulls for him. He understands his role. I mean, it's great for someone like that to pick everybody up.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
To everyone making time for life's best moments, let our team member Sandy share how Culver's is serving up celebration by the scoop.
Our rich and creamy fresh frozen custard makes every day a little bit sweeter. Enjoying a handcrafted treat with all the ooey gooey toppings you love, now that's worth celebrating.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a sweet treat to make every moment count.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Beth and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Going to get into some fun stuff right now. And while we have here in front of us TripAdvisor, they just released its list of the best tourist attractions in the world of 2024. The base is on reviews, so what people have been recently TripAdvisor.
Okay.
So that is something to keep in mind with this. But what I really want is where you guys want to go out there. Let us know where you want to go. What's your favorite places to go in the world? If you can go anywhere in the world, I'm not actually giving you this, but, for the purposes of the segment here, I have a free ticket back, forth, one way, you know, yep. Or both ways. Where would you go? If you had the ability to. That's what I always think is a funner question mm-hmm. here when it comes to this stuff. Mm-hmm. But so they do this, and at number one this year is a famous U.S. landmark. According to the reviews, the best tourist attraction in the world is the Empire State Building.
Really?
Yeah. If you can, apparently there are a lot of lines with this one, but the view is...
It's amazing.
Yeah, like no
it's
other.
It's amazing.
That is something that I've always wanted to do. I've definitely always wanted to check that out.
Oh, I was able to do that when I was in college a couple of times. And it's phenomenal to be up there. And they've got those spyglass things that you can look through and see the distance. It's amazing.
I have to, and I don't know if I've done this before on the air, but my first time in California, I think around. I spent Thanksgiving there, and my buddy Will took me. I was missing my family and stuff, so he took me to this aquatic zoo, and I'd never been to an aquatic zoo before. And this one in particular is in San Francisco. It's a beautiful zoo. They have part of the ocean coming into the building.
Oh wow!
And so you can see some of the like actual wild, you know, creatures from the ocean and some of that. And you go out on the patio there, and they have those binocular things. And I'd never seen those. I've seen them in movies and TV shows, but I'd never seen them before. And I want to say I'm in my early 20s, so I'm a grown man.
Right.
Okay. I grab those binoculars, and my first instinct is, oh, I want to see across, like I could see the Europe, I could see China or something like that. I want to see that. I want to look. And I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm looking. And guess what, everybody? Couldn't see nothing because the ocean is gigantic.
I was going to say, they're good, they're not that good.
No. And I feel silly admitting this, but I genuinely don't think we can really wrap our minds around certain views and certain things until we are really in front of it. I am a realist. I understand that the ocean is bigger than I could even imagine.
Right.
And I did at that time. But I still, I don't know if it was a kid in me or what it was, couldn't help myself from looking and trying to see if I could see. And obviously couldn't and everything. That Empire State Building view, I'm thinking in my head, I've seen in movies and shows what that's like. But seeing the look on your face when you were talking about it, you were almost transported back there.
Yeah.
And you did it multiple times.
I did.
And it still had that impact on
me. And I'm disappointed because no time did Tom Hanks appear up there for me.
Come on, Tom. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Two other spots in the U.S. made the top 25. You're not going to be able to pronounce this right. The Lonani Palace in Honolulu.
Ooh, yeah.
That's 17th. And Central Park is 18th.
Wow.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
The 10 best attractions in the U.S. also include Alcatraz in San Francisco, Graceland in Memphis, and New York's Brooklyn Bridge.
I'm surprised Mount Rushmore didn't make it on there.
Yeah, yeah. The Grand Canyon, some of those things. So here are the top 10 best attractions in the world. Again, the Empire State Building, number one. The Eiffel Tower, number two. The Anne Frank House in Amsterdam, number three. The Sagrada Familia, a church in Spain. I have seen pictures of that.
Oh, really?
That is a beautiful church. The Crystal Caves in the Cayman Islands. The Colosseum in Rome. God, what I'd love to give to... You know what I want to do is, again, this is going to be silly, but I want to be able to touch the Colosseum.
Yeah.
Seeing it is one thing. I want to be able to feel that just
history.
Yes.
You want to feel history. Yeah.
When I was out in California, Will takes me over to the fault line. Obviously many, many years ago when Pangea was and these worlds were, we were connected, this fault line of where it broke off, it's kind of roped off, but I literally wasn't even thinking. I just go around and I wanted my feet on that ground. I wanted to feel that ground in my hand, and I can almost feel it to this day. It felt different. It felt different. I can't tell you how it felt different. It just felt different. there's something about that.
Yeah.
So I think that when you're taking these things in, and I don't know, I've never been to any one of these things on this list, but I would imagine there's so much more to it than just seeing it.
Yes.
The Louvre in Paris, Gardens by the Bay, a huge natural park in Singapore, and the Milan Cathedral. Abu Dhabi's largest mosque, the Shakhzid, is also on the list at number 10. They also rank the top 10 amusement parks in the world.
I was
going to
say, I did not hear.
The top spot went to Disneyland Paris. Number one in the U.S. is Dolly World, and Disney World is second.
Wow. See, Dolly even outdoes Disney.
That's impressive to me. Like, I've always been impressed by Dolly Parton, but that may be one of the more impressive things in that woman's career because she's done a billion amazing things. But that is kind of impressive to be Dollywood is ahead of Disney World. That's impressive. I guarantee you that Disney World saw that. World saw that and like, we got to do something about that. Maybe what Disney World should have a Dolly attraction. They should have that. Why not? She's practically a Disney character. She's a Disney princess.
Oh, Oh, yeah.
I would be fine with that. If they just go ahead and put her into the Disney princess, you know, thing or whatever.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there anything not on the list that you can think? You mentioned some stuff that we've already, you've experienced.
Yes.
Have you experienced any of these other ones?
Not really. Hmm. I don't think so. Hmm. The place that I would like to go, if I could get that imaginary ticket for you, would probably be the Sydney Opera House.
Oh, yeah.
To see that in person.
Hmm.
Never been to Australia. Always wanted to go.
Yeah, same here. And one of the reasons I've wanted to go there, I've heard from people before that the world's greatest acoustics are in there.
Yes.
And I want to know what that sounds like.
I
would hear an artist I don't even like in there just to hear somebody on that stage. It's got to sound amazing. It's got to be amazing to take in any experience from that. I certainly, with my background, going to the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam, it feels like one of those things that I have to do. It's not if I want to or I will. It's just eventually I will. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things I have to do. And the Crystal Caves and the Cayman Islands look beautiful, too.
Well, and I want to see the palace in Hawaii.
Yeah. That does sound amazing, man. Where would you like to go, everybody? 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. Let us know where you would like to go. It is it's Bomb Pop Day in our National Day of Calendar.
Bomb Pop?
Yeah.
Oh, the ones that are the red, white, and blue?
Yeah. Yes. Nice call. Nice call. And immediately everybody just popped up in their head immediately, those bomb pops. So I brought this up on the Sunrise Show. Join us 7 to 8 Monday through Friday for that. One of the things that I thought was an interesting question, and we had a couple of people chiming in about, was what is your favorite summer ice cream?
Oh,
I think
or summer treat, like frozen treat.
Yeah. For me, growing up, Italian ices were the number one thing. I mean, you loved them. There was also a guy who had a little cart, and he was the same guy that had the Italian ices. He also would take a stick of bamboo and just stick it in like kind of like in the same kind of like flavoring and stuff. And so not only did you have this stick of nothing but pure, unadulterated sugar, but then it tasted like cherry or something like that. It was really great. Shout out to that wonderful Jamaican man. I love that man. I had no teeth as a child because of him, but I love those things. What is yours? Mine, Italian icy, probably. Bomb Pops are great. That's a good one, too. What is your favorite summer treat out there? Everybody let us know.
For me, I can't get it because we don't have one near us at all. The closest one would be just outside of Minneapolis. It's a gelato by Rita's Italian Ice. It's the gelato custard with the Italian ice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious.
I don't know if it was that exact thing, but my Nana, the only time you saw her eating like sweets or anything like that was usually one of those. Mm-hmm. Was something like that, a gelato of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
As we celebrate National Bomb Pop Day, feel free to call. Let us know what's your favorite summer treat, and whether it's cold or not. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Either way, we'll take it. And we're looking forward to talking with you about it, because I don't know. I think this is one of the more fun things. Patriotic and frozen into the shape of a star ready to rocket out to the sky. The bomb pop came to fruition during the Cold War. Invented in 1955 in Kansas City, Missouri, bomb pops are also known as the red, white, and blue frozen treat. Not only are they the perfect for cooling off on some hot summer day, but bomb pops also satisfy a sweet tooth, too. I thought the history behind it was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Don't forget to call in 424-2600. I'm surprised Bomb Pop Day isn't on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
It just seems like that would go together.
It does feel like you missed something there. Like that's an opportunity that would have been really good, I think, to highlight. You know, we want to highlight you. Let us know not only where you would go in the world if you could, or what you think are the best attractions, or maybe the best attractions you've visited.
Right.
Like, that's an interesting list as far as like where you've actually gone. What have you taken in? And you're like, wow, people have got to see this or experience this. We got a beautiful big world, you know?
We do.
And I know I'm not the only one who wants to see a lot more of it. We'll take a time out. We'll check in with our partners. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Summer is here. Are you ready for summer sun, live music, and good food? Then head over to Jammers Bar & Grill on Highway 54, Wisconsin Rapids, this summer. Jammers Bar & Grill is also a great place to host a party. Not crazy about the heat? Then come inside and enjoy a cold beer in their AC. Jammers Bar & Grill is the best summer spot to enjoy a cold drink, great food, and a good time. Jammers Bar & Grill, a proud sponsor of Pet of the Week with the Southwood County Humane Society.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we get you ready for the presidential debate. Biden v. Trump. Everything you want to know right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
We're bringing it back.
Yeah.
We're bringing it back. It was so good the first time, wanted to play it again. Beth and James here with you, everybody. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. I apologize for being a beat off here. I was talking with Pam. We're figuring some things out together. Mm-hmm. And talking a little bit about our afternoon lineup. We'll be talking about that more in a moment. But Beth, I got one more big topic for us to dive into. There are two types of people. Those who are, treat a hotel as if they're a guest, and those who treat a stay like they're at home. A new survey asked people about questionable hotel behavior and whether they were acceptable or unacceptable, and here are a few of the results.
Okay.
77% of people say it's acceptable to take the small bottles of shampoo, conditioner, and soap home with them. It depends on the hotel, of course, mm-hmm. but some do kind of factor this in.
Right.
But not all of them, and I wouldn't take the chance if I were you. After working in that industry, that's mm-hmm. all I'll say. 72% say it's cool to change to a new bath towel after just one use. 40% say it's fine to leave the lights on when they aren't in the room. 37% say it's cool to wear your pajamas throughout the hotel's common areas. 24% say it's okay to let their kids jump on the beds. 19% say it's okay to take the Bibles home with them. That seems like one of the more wrong things you can do. You obviously know more about this topic than I do. But I'll say that as an outside observer, that feels like the most opposite thing you should ever do with a Bible. Like, one of them, at least. Like, what?
Well, if they take it home with them, then hopefully they've needed it and they will read it.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great
point.
And the
Gideons do take that into account.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I just come from a world where you don't steal nothing, especially something like that. But okay, that makes sense. That adds up. All right. I'm curious about the one part of this, and we'll talk about whatever part you might find interesting, but the 37% that say it's cool to wear your pajamas throughout the hotel common areas. I've been in a lot of hotels. I worked in the hotel industry on and off for a good 5-6 years. I never saw this.
Oh, really?
I don't believe I ever saw anybody doing this.
I've started to see it more and more we've stayed places.
It was a long time ago I was working in this industry,
right.
A good over 10 years ago. So things, obviously, they can change. I just haven't seen that.
But you see people wearing pajamas out into the street. You know,
some people just wear
their pajamas all the time. And I think, you know, that it's okay if it covers everything. I think it depends on what kind of pajamas you're wearing, whether or not it's appropriate.
It's a really good point. Really good point. Some other stats from this. 16% say it's cool to host a party, even if it means exceeding the maximum occupancy without prior approval. No, it isn't. You'll get called. The cops will get called on you or something like that. 11% say it's okay to talk loudly after 10. I don't think it's kosher, but I do think that people do it, and we kind of expect it in hotels, you know, especially if you're staying in a more popular hotel or a nicer hotel. Chances are there's a wedding or something like that going on. And, you know, not that different than living in an apartment complex or anything. When you're living with others, you take this into consideration. You kind of know what you walked into.
Mm-hmm. But you should also take into consideration that there are others there that may not be on the same schedule you are. So being considerate of others' timetables, like if you're at a hotel because you have a 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. flight, you don't want people waking you up at 11 o'clock at night because of how loud they're being. You want to try and get some sleep.
It's a real give and take, being in the hotels and staying in a hotel. You are doing something that it's a sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sleepover. Mm-hmm. And you're staying at another's house and you try to treat it right.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been on the guest side of things when I'm at a hotel.
Yeah.
That to me, that just always seems like the proper way to handle it. I will also say, every hotel pretty much has your credit card on file.
Yes.
And they don't mind using it.
Nope.
If you steal things, if you take things. And it is stealing. I mean, you are stealing. I know it might not feel like it. Everybody does it. No, everybody doesn't do it. And you are technically stealing. I'm not trying to, crush anybody here.
Right.
I'm trying to warn you. I'm trying to keep you from getting charged for things that you don't want to be charged for.
Well, and what a lot of hotels have done is they've moved away from having the little ones, and they just have distribution
in
the shower.
Yeah. I don't blame them for that. I do have to say, I'm not taking a shot, but I've been in a lot of nice hotels. I've been in your dingy hotels.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been to a hotel and been like, wow, this shampoo and conditioner is great. I want to take that with me. Like, they tend to not be the greatest stuff or anything. They're done pretty generic and ever. I don't know what the attraction. I get a robe. I get some of this stuff. But the taking of the soap or any of that has never made a lot of sense to me.
Well, in the back of people's minds, I wonder if they think, oh, this is considered as part of the cost of the room. So if I'm, because you don't want to use a bottle that somebody else has used.
Right.
So I think there's the assumption that, well, they're just going to replace it tomorrow anyway and throw out what I didn't use. So I'm just going to take the bottle that I've used.
Yeah.
And then I know some people will take them thinking, okay, well, now I can donate this to a shelter or to a food pantry, to some place where somebody who might not have anything will now have some shampoo and conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand both sides.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a matter of read the hotel's policy on that before you do it.
It's a good call. I did want to remind everybody about our afternoon lineup change. Be sure to join us from 2 to 4 for the Maggie Dawn Show in its complete entirety. Yes. That's always nice to be able to offer. We're very happy about that. Check out Maggie's work. 4 to 5, Midday Magazine lined up for you. Be sure to join us for that. Today's Midday Magazine going to be a good one. In part 1, our friends from Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hinton, are going to join us.
Wonderful.
Catch up with them and talk some shop. And in part 2, Kayla Rombalski, a community development educator with Wood County. We're going to talk about housing and the details from Wood County Housing Survey, and also what the Wood County Housing Task Force is working on.
Excellent.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Looking more forward to Rafter baseball tonight, because then do keep in mind the presidential election tonight we will not be covering here at WFHR. We'll not be having it on our network. We'll be playing Rafter baseball. But for coverage of this event, you can go across the Civic Media Library and find out. If you have the app, it's real easy to do. Just click on Bull Falls or any one of these great stations that we have, and go ahead and tune in and take that in.
And if you don't have the app, why not?
Yeah.
It's free. It is wonderful. It's easy. It's one touch dialing. It's wonderful.
I got a couple of community notes I want to mention. The free meals for kids program that is going on with the school district of Wisconsin Rapids. And a big thank you to the summer food service program that allows this.
Yes.
Free meals are made available to all children 18 years of age and under. All kids.
Yep.
I love that. I love that part of this. Breakfasts are available over at Lincoln High School up until July 11th from 7:30 to 8:30. Over at Woodside Elementary School in Wisconsin Rapids until June 28th from 8 until 8:30. Lunches are available at Mead Park near the Splash Pad until August 16th, 11:30 to 12:30, and at Winter Park up until August 16th from 11:30 to 12:30. If you have questions or want to find out more, reach them out or reach out to them at schoolnutrition@wrps.net, schoolnutrition@wrps.net. And a big thank you to everybody that helps make that happen.
Yes.
The Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market is going on right now.
It was setting up as I was coming down. And it looks like it's going to be great.
Go to 221 First Avenue South. Head on over there before 2 today and take in some of the great vendors, some of the great ag industry that we have over there, and all the fun stuff. They got all kinds of things. Farmers markets have really evolved since I was a kid. There's stuff for kids. There's kinds of all kinds of face painting and different things going on down there.
Yeah,
go check it out, everybody, and support local. And you can keep in mind, if you can't make it today, they're also on there Saturdays, 8 to 2 at 221 First Avenue South. We mentioned earlier that our friends at the Southland County Humane Society are going to be at lunch by the river today.
Yes.
They're not the only ones. They'll be down there along with the Lincoln High School Mariachi Band.
Yes.
That's going to be cool. Along with some of our greatest food vendors and some of the best food that we have in this area. Be sure to check out Lunch by the River, 11:30 to 1 today and every Thursday throughout the summer over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park.
Mm-hmm.
Big thank you to our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce putting this together. They do a great job with this one. Today's particular event is sponsored by Greenway RV Sales and Services. A shout out to them.
Yes.
Support local, support those that support our area events, everybody. Speaking of supporting local and supporting area events, I don't know anybody that does it like the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yes.
They do such a great job of highlighting this area. Meredith and the gang over there do such amazing work getting us that information so we can get it to you. Big shout out to them. And if you haven't heard, they moved.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are they now?
They're at 160 2nd Street North. I encourage you to join them today from 12:30 to 2:30 for a great event, open house event that they have. And the ribbon cutting will be at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. Shout out to them moving on up and getting to a nice new place. That's fun for them. Yesterday on Midday Magazine, we had our friends in from the ODC and want to let you know that they're going to be hosting a sensory-friendly skating event at Skate City this Friday from 10:30 to 1:30.
Very nice.
It'll be open to the public and all ages are welcome. It'll be an 80s theme and cost about $6.99 a person, which includes skate rental and all-you-can-eat pizza and soda. The sensory-friendly event will feature soft music, dim lighting, no flashing lights, and most arcade games will be turned off.
Good.
You're going to be seeing more and more events like this. They're very necessary. And it's really cool to see not only ODC doing this, but Skate City doing this. And a shout out to Skate City.
Yes.
Still going. Still doing their thing.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And the only teasing that will be done is your hair.
Yes. 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 Yeah, that's nicely done. Yes. I would love to be able to attend this if for any other reason than to pull out some of my 80s gear.
Yes.
That'd be great. That'd be great. I did want to mention that our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties have their Stuff the Desk bus collaborative going on right now. Mm-hmm. If you would like to donate items to help the future, like impact the future, invest in the future in our youth, you can do that by finding out more and going to uwswac.org or by calling 211. You can find out where you can drop off supplies. And keep in mind, we want you to sign up if you need these supplies for Stuff the Desk coming up August 16th.
Right.
You want to register before August 1st, pick your time slot, and make sure that you're getting those items for those kids.
And believe it or not, the back-to-school stuff will be coming out in the stores very soon, and that's a great time because that's when they're the lowest. Pick up an extra. You know what your kids need? Pick up a couple extra. Donate them to Stuff the Bus.
Everything is helpful and everything is a great investment in our youth and helping them just be kids and just focus on learning and having fun and enjoying their school year.
Absolutely.
Terry will be in with us co-hosting tomorrow. We'll talk more about this
then.
I do want to wrap up reminding everybody that we have here, thanks to our friend Tom, some signs. Combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with fireworks.
Oh, wonderful.
These signs are important. If you know of a veteran or you are a veteran and could use one of these signs, please feel free to stop by and pick one up. And let's be honest, our veterans ask for nothing. Mm-hmm. They ask us for nothing. This is literally the least we can do is being aware of this stuff.
Right.
You know, not every veteran knows they have PTSD. Mm-hmm. Not every veteran knows these things until they are triggered, until this stuff happens. Mm-hmm. And we also know, and most of us know a veteran, and what do you know about them? They don't ask for anything. They're probably not going to tell you about their aches and pains, and they're probably not going to tell you about them having PTSD.
Right.
There's still a stigma to this. Mm-hmm. Let's destroy that stigma, and let's support our veterans and truly celebrate the 4th of July, truly celebrate America by celebrating them and supporting them. Mm-hmm. You can find out more at militarywithptsd.org, and again, encourage you to stop by and pick up one of these signs if you need one. And please spread the word that we have these. Beth, great job today. Thank you for hanging out with us. We appreciate you. Again, find out more about the great work Beth and her team are doing over at the Moravian Church, wrmoravian.org, and follow them on social media and their YouTube page. Yeah.